Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
You're listening to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
So are you as fired up for the NFL draft as, like, say, Rob Kendall was? I heard you guys talking about that earlier this morning. I have friends that take days off work so they can do nothing but watch the first, second, third, so on and so on, the rounds of the NFL draft. Is that the way it is for you?
I mean, I'm into it, but I don't think anybody's as into it the way Rob is. Like, to Rob Kendall, the first round of the NFL draft, it's bigger than the Indy 500, bigger than Sunday at the Masters, bigger than day one of March Madness.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't either. But tonight, though, it could be interesting. I'm not saying it's not interesting, but there's a lot of downtime when these teams are on the clock and they burn every last second of it. And we have to sit through interview after interview. It gets a little long, but we'll see what happens. Drama tonight. Colts are sitting at pick number 15. A lot of chatter that they may try to trade up. Now, normally, that's not been a Chris Ballard thing. If anything, it's been the opposite. He likes to trade back and stockpile draft picks. But there's a lot of folks that feel like there are some really good wide receivers and a really good tight end available. If the Colts trade up to around 9 or 10, we might have a ball game here, Nige.
So, I mean, there's at least two teams, the Bears and the Commanders, that need quarterbacks.
I think the first three are all going to be quarterbacks.
Even
Bears are taking Caleb Williams. I think that's pretty locked in. The Commanders could either go with the LSU kid, Daniels, yeah, or May from North Carolina, depending on who they like. And then after that, the Patriots are a wild card. They could pick whoever's left, or if they don't like who it is, then we could do some wheeling and dealing. So we'll see what happens. The first player that's not going to be a quarterback, expected to be off the board, is Marvin Harrison Jr. The best tight end available is this kid from Georgia named Brock Bowers. And if the Colts are going to make a trade, that's the guy I'd love to see.
So it'll probably be, so Marvin Harrison Jr., probably either the Patriots or the Cardinals.
Right.
Right.
I mean, but you've always got teams that fall in love with other quarterbacks. Is somebody going to jump up and take a gamble on Michigan's quarterback or whatever? So there is drama. They just stretch it out so freaking long. The NFL draft tonight being held in Detroit. You could witness history.
Tonight, it's the most exciting night in football, the NFL Draft. Your chance to watch our team's fortunes change forever.
The Carolina Panthers select Bryce Young, quarterback.
No, not that team.
The New York Jets select Zach Wilson.
No, not that one.
The Oakland Raiders select quarterback Jamarcus Russell.
Nope. Oh. Yeah, no, keep going.
The Cleveland Browns select Johnny Manziel.
Oh, boy.
The Indianapolis Colts select quarterback, University of Tennessee, Peyton Manning.
There you go. The NFL Draft. Come witness football history. Maybe.
So we kind of have this debate every year, and this is a hill that I'm willing to die on, Nige.
What's that?
Of all the fictional football players that are out there, from movies, television shows, books, song, whatever, fictional football players, I will die on the hill that the best draft prospect is Stan Gable, quarterback from Adams College.
Over Bobby Boucher?
Yes. You don't take a linebacker at number one. Linebacker doesn't change your franchise. But hear me out. This is why I feel like Stan Gable is generational. In the movie Revenge of the Nerds, before the big pep rally, they say Stan Gable is their two-time All-American quarterback. All right, two-time. They're getting ready for a game. It's at a press conference. This means they're in season, and they haven't announced the awards for that season yet. That happens at the end of the year. But also in the movie, we find out that Stan Gable is running for election to the Greek council to be the president, meaning he's got another year left. So if he's a two-time All-American quarterback now, they haven't announced awards yet, and is running for next year, he's been an All-American since he was a freshman. No quarterback is an All-American freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior. That's a generational talent. You have to draft Stan Gable with the number one pick.
I don't believe I'm going out on a limb when I say you've put way too much thought into this. What about Willie Steeman Beeman?
Good player.
Jamie Foxx?
Good
Oliver
player.
Oliver Stone film, Any Given Sunday?
I mean, there are good players in the fictional draft. Like, the best slot receiver you're going to find is Tweeter from the West Canaan Coyotes and Varsity Blues. Like, that's your Brandon Stokely clone right there. The perfect slot receiver. That's Wes Welker.
I don't know why I wasn't expecting a Tweeter reference, but you're right.
That's, I mean, if you're looking to hold down that line, maybe you look at Billy Bob, his teammate. I don't know. But I'm just telling you, if I've got the number one pick in the fictional football draft, it's got to be Stan Gable, quarterback of Adams College. And if you needed
right,
any more
I'm
reason.
Listening. I'm listening, yeah.
Any more reason. Think about this. Betty Childs left him because he wasn't paying enough attention to her. To me, as a football team, that's great. He's focused on football. He's not worried about chicks. He's not worried about his relationships. He didn't really give a damn that he didn't win the presidency of the Greek council. I'm going all in. I'm giving the Brinks truck to Stan Gable, quarterback of Adams College. It's the Hammer and Nigel Show.